Show Podcast, episode 244, the NT Podcast.
Entrails.
All right, I want to make this clear. We're in a new place. I don't know how it's going to sound. I don't know how the live stream's going to sound. It'll be a week-by-week thing. We'll see what happens.
Well?
Yeah, that's probably what it sounds like. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. Crap. Oh no, not crap. All right, NT, I think. NT is a fire-type legendary Pokemon. What were you looking at me for? Something wrong?
Me?
You.
Because I wanted to go in the RC.
You can! I will give you this as soon as I'm done reading the Pokemon. I promise. What, do you think I'm lying?
You're going to have fun in there. Don't worry.
They're all so nice to me.
It's here. The IRC is here. I promise. Let's see what the IRC is saying. The IRC is saying, I don't mention my city in chat rooms. Sorry. That's from Marley. All right. So, NT says, or NT doesn't say anything. NT is not known to evolve into or form any other Pokemon. It is, along with Raikou and Suicune, one of the legendary beasts created by Ho-Oh after burning of the Brass Tower.
Yeah, he created them. He's like a god of the Pokemon world.
Was that in the Revelations?
Pokemon Revelations.
Do you find all this, like, every game? Like, do you learn this? Did you learn?
You're learning it right now.
I learned it.
The NT is a lion-like creature that bears some resemblance to a Mastiff. It is covered in brown fur with a long, thick mane covering its neck. It has gray plates surrounding the cape that makes it look as if smoke is coming out of a crater on its back, and a plate beneath the cream belly fur on its chest. Enti has white paws with apparently retractable claws and brown paw pads, and black cuff-like bands on its legs. It has a red face with a white plate that resembles a handlebar mustache on its face, and a three-pointed yellow crest on its forehead. Enti's head appears to resemble Kabuto, a samurai helmet.
Speaking of handlebar mustaches, the mustache like association or something of America is looking Kabuto. To get tax write-offs or something. Would you join that group?
No. It is said that, why?
Why are they trying?
Yeah, why?
I don't know, because they're an organization. They're like, hey, we should get tax cuts or something.
NT can shoot flames that are hotter than volcanic magma. It also sports limited mental powers. So it says, when it roars, it can make a volcano erupt another part of the globe.
I had a feeling. All this Iceland stuff is because of an NT.
It's a volcano Pokemon. Its ability is pressure. And it's number 244.
Yeah, Russia.
There you go.
I think it's because we're in the corner of the room.
What's the matter?
The echo.
Sorry. Here you go.
The old
Yay,
well sound.
I don't know how to use it though.
You.
What happened?
That didn't work well last time.
Who am I logged in as?
I don't know. It's like Mystery Man or something. I don't know.
Can you zoom in?
Yeah, I think you can. There you go.
Perfect.
Okay. So, yeah, we're in a new place.
Yeah.
We did it. Yeah, like I said, I don't know what we're going to do about sound. Are you okay?
That's what we need the wood paneling for.
How do I scroll down? Because I keep on saying hello and nothing.
How should you scroll?
Didn't we have that problem last time?
Yes, we did.
Just let her use the computer.
Well, we still got to use. All right, go ahead.
Nope, I'm using this.
No, you're not.
Why?
You're not using it. Because
it's not for babies.
Because it's turned off.
Because it's gone.
Well, then yours is on. I'll use yours.
It's gone.
No. No, you don't know how to use Max. You're inferior.
This is going to be a great show.
Great.
Great job.
Great show.
So, yes, we're in a new place. We will figure this out week by week as we go along.
Awesome show. Great job.
To see how what we can do about the sound, because I definitely hear a little bit of an echo.
Gotcha, Denny.
Hopefully it's not bad.
Yeah, maybe it's because we're closer to the wall?
Yeah. Have to move into the middle of the room or something.
Well, it's a big room. There's not a lot.
Yeah, as you can see, there's
stuff
not
in it to block the sound yet.
Although the sacks are pretty absorbent.
Yeah, they are. It's not echoey at all in here.
So anyway, we'll do what we can. Just hang with us for the next few weeks.
Weeks.
So, let's talk about what we usually talk about. Oh, no, let's talk about this first, because We usually take a long time on what we've been playing. Who saw the new Mario costume for Galaxy 2?
I did.
You did and you did.
I did.
I did not.
Your thoughts?
Fluff man. No, I don't know.
It looks delicious.
His new suit is a cloud suit.
Oh.
It seems like it's an interesting idea because in past games, like, I don't even know if you can do it in like the 3D adventures, but you can like jump on that dude, what's that guy's name that controls the clouds
and then
you can stand on his
cloud
shiz and like float around, you know, and control it.
And then he's like, "Hey you, get off my cloud."
Exactly.
But what's your ideas?
No, I love it. I like what you were saying. It's like harnessing Lakitu's powers for yourself. It's not like, oh, the cloud's going to disappear soon. Yeah, maybe it will.
Because now you're wearing
it. I am the cloud.
Well, yeah, if you think about like the fire flower, I mean, it disappears.
If they do it like that, then, you know, unfortunate. But I'm sure it'll still be fun. It looks fun, and he looks like he's being strangled by a cloud, but he's happy about it.
Yeah, he's got like that little collar.
A cloud
thing.
Collar.
Is it like a turtleneck made out of clouds?
I think it's a
scarf, but bigger.
Like Charles Nelson Reilly. If he wore clouds.
It's a cloud ascot.
The bee suit, you can only fly for a certain amount of time, right?
But you keep the suit until
right.
you get hit.
And once
and
you
the
land,
same thing is,
you can fly some more.
Yeah, and the same thing goes for like Air Yoshi or whatever. Airbag Yoshi, what's his thing?
What is that berry called?
Where he blows and he gets all puffy.
Gust berry?
But he only has so much
gust.
You
have to eat the berry, right? Is that how it works? He eats a berry and then he floats?
Yes.
Because I'm just saying, what are you doing? Are you looking at my sweat spots? Because,
I didn't realize her head was turned. I thought she was really closely looking at your computer.
Oh, yeah, because I can go, see? Mwah.
What'd you do?
She just zoomed in a little bit.
Oh, that's great.
Great job.
Anyway.
You can use a Mac.
No, because I figured, like, you can... I thought maybe you could, like, harness cloud power, but you still have limited amounts of time.
Yeah, we don't know. And from what I've heard, the way you use it is you actually point at the screen and make the clouds where you want them. I'm sure they won't stay there forever, but... So you're creating platforms in thin air.
Oh.
It's neat.
Blows my mind to an extent... that they continue to create alternate Mario suits. Penguin suit, bee suit, you know, all that stuff suit.
Yeah.
But they don't say, let's revisit the Tanuki suit.
Yeah.
Like, and it's kind of like the whole, Fatal Frame thing. It's like you're going to ask them, what about, the Kirby for the Wii? Well, where's that Kirby game? I don't know what you're talking about. What's a... Where's the Tanuki suit? When's that coming back?
I don't know why they keep that Kirby game on their list of upcoming games. Like, let it go. It's not coming out. We know it's not coming out. Even if they have a Kirby game for the Wii, they're not going to be like, that's the one we told you it was coming, so...
But I'm just saying, like, you'll ask them, and they'll completely deny that it was even in Mario 3.
What's up?
What's the length
that you that's their strategy.
No, those are statues, you remember. You don't turn into them.
So you want the Tanuki suit.
It seems so...
I think a lot
you
of
you should. Everybody likes it. You can fly.
Oh no, I'm not saying
you
I'm
can
not
statue.
Questioning it's
you can statuize your
usefulness. I think it's great as well.
Get bronze,
but there's
like
a lot
Wikipedia.
Of. I mean, other than like the mushrooms, what else do they bring back? And like the mushrooms and the stars
and the fire flower.
I mean, they got to bring back the regular the leaf.
Yeah, they haven't brought back the leaf. They haven't brought back the cape. They haven't brought back the
frog suit.
They haven't brought back the
The frog would be good.
What else is there?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty.
I guess...
Well, they brought back the giant mushroom, but that was pretty weird.
They didn't bring back Kuribo's boot?
Oh, yeah, the boot.
The
hammer suit.
The hammer suit. That didn't come back, right?
Or the boomerang bro suit.
Yeah.
I guess the penguin kind of was like an alternate for the frog. It's kind of like revisiting the frog, but in... colder climes.
I like all the older suits. There's some I want back more than others, but I think pretty much everybody wants the Tanuki suit to come back.
And I don't understand, like, it's like we listen to our fans. No, you don't. No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
Why not do it? You give a little wiggle of the Wiimote and you change into the statue.
Or you go like this. And you jab the Wiimote in a downward position and then it goes... turns into the statue because he's holding the scepter thing.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But then you can't move.
You can take that.
Because if you move, you'll turn back into a regular Mario.
I'm not like
you turn back into a real boy.
I just think it would be great to watch people play that.
Don't talk to me. I just don't understand why they haven't brought it back. There's plenty of people that want it. There's plenty of stuff they could do with it. Why don't they bring that stuff back? Like, I like Fire Flower. Sure, that's fun, but give me something else.
They
like,
took the fun
something
out
else
of
old. Out of Fire Flower?
Yeah.
And Galaxy,
Flower.
Yes. And New Super out. Mario Brothers Wii, no.
Oh, wait, that's another thing they never brought back. The Super Ball from Super Mario.
Mario Land.
Is it? Do you think...
The one that can collect coins for you?
Yeah.
Or the Fire Flower doesn't...
Bounce around the room.
...work well in a 3D environment, and it's really more just for 2D?
No, there's no excuse, especially on the Wii. You could just point at the screen, put your target on whatever, and click.
There's no excuse.
Or throw, like lock in and throw. Like, there's plenty of ways to do it. No excuse at all.
None.
Whatever. Yeah. Game's gonna suck. But, what else did we learn about this? You might hear some spoilers, so if you don't want to hear Galaxy 2 spoilers, stop listening now.
And see you next week.
We learned...
Bowser's going to be in it.
Oh, no!
We learned that two more characters make a return that we saw in New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
It's Buckenberry and Oligold.
And they got their names back? Because that wasn't their official names for a while, right?
That's their official names.
Now it
just,
is.
That, no, like, in Nintendo's development side of things, that's their official name.
For some reason, they didn't reveal their names until the game had been out for a while.
Yeah, and still, Nintendo, like, if you ask the Nintendo representative what their names are, they're going to say Blue and Yellow Toad, but the development team gave them those names.
We have no comment on that.
So that's what they're called. But, yeah, they return, and apparently the first level is... the exact same first level as New Super Mario Bros. Wii. So it's side-scrolling and everything, and you see the castle in the background, and that's how the whole game starts off. So it starts off in a 2D perspective, and then you might be able to, like...
3D.
Yeah, that's exactly like what I think will happen.
That's going to be awesome.
So rather than, like, in Super Mario Galaxy, you're, like, running down the path to get to the...
I just picture it being, like, all right, you go in World 1-1, and you're just playing a regular Mario game, and then, like... a la Gold and Buckenberry come in and they're like, something's happening, you gotta make it to the castle, and then the camera will like whoop shift to the 3D and you actually run up to the castle. I don't know, that's just a guess.
Maybe Mario puts on 3D glasses because 3D's all the craze.
No, I don't think
it is the craze.
The other thing we found out is that Bowser does return, but he's gonna be massive. What's the matter?
Nothing.
How'd he get so big?
Yeah, we don't know, but he's absolutely huge. He's so huge that he was holding Peach in the palm of his hand. So he's bigger than...
That's who that was.
He's bigger than the castle, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh,
so I don't know why he's that huge.
In Bowser's Inside Story, he got really big.
That's
but
true.
I forget how that happened.
Did
he take a mushroom?
I don't remember.
The big mushroom?
I remember he ate a poison mushroom and it made him sick and he lost some of his power, but... I don't remember.
They should let him do that every once in a while. Eat a fire flower. Let's see how you do with it.
He does.
Well, I mean, he shoots fire all the time, so maybe not that necessarily.
Yeah. Maybe that's not a good
example. Oh, look, it's Cloud Bowser. Oh, crap. Now how am I going to get up there?
Yeah, so he's huge for whatever reason.
Oh, he's raining on me. Oh, that's not rain.
And I think the storyline...
smelling rain.
I think the storyline is Peach sends a letter to Mario saying,
she always
come to the castle to watch the shooting star or whatever.
Yeah.
There's something...
she never sends him a letter that says, I'm all alone up here.
It's something they do every year, apparently. They go at this certain time of the year, and they sit outside and watch these stars, and she's inviting them this time, and something
right.
goes
they,
wrong.
It's like a festival.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. But something goes wrong. So, I mean, nobody cares about the story, but that's what's going on. What else did we see? We got to hear and see some of the new levels. Did you watch that stuff on the Japanese site?
No, I didn't see that.
They showed off brand new levels. They showed off new music as well. And there's a bunch of brand new fully orchestrated songs, as well as fully orchestrated remix songs. You remember the Super Mario 64 song when you're going to fight Bowser?
Yeah, I think
do,
so.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah,
that, do, that do, one.
Do, do, do.
That one's in it, but it's voiced. It's people singing it now. Yeah. Then you hear like 5 seconds of it in the trailer, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
Awesome.
So there's lava, and there's, what do you call them, thwomps that are actually in the lava. And when you stand on them, they shake, and then they flip, so you have to move from spot to spot.
Can't wait to watch Mom Brain.
There's they show a whole bunch of different levels, but that footage looks amazing. We also learned that we learned the very first details of the two-player mode, which involves a Luma. So the second player can actually control a Luma now, is what we think. We don't know all the details, but the Japanese site clearly shows second player controlling a Luma, and I think the Luma can attack as well instead of just like, you know, stunning enemies or stuff like that, like in the co-op in the first one. Now you can actually meaningfully attack. I don't know if there's more to it than that, or we shall find out. I guess that's it for Galaxy 2 news. I mean, the release date's coming up soon. It's next month.
Holy crap, you're right.
We're a little over a month away from that, and then we're a little over 2 months away from Other M, so it's going to be a couple of big months.
It's cool. It doesn't really feel like we've been waiting for it. You know, it was a nice little surprise.
Well, that's when we heard the release date, I was like, wow, that's not that far off at all. So
that's like their whole approach now, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, you don't really need to give a game like Galaxy 2 much hype because people know what they're getting. Other M, they've been hyping a little bit longer, but it took a while to get to a playable state. So, and then, you know, we knew about it for a long time, and it took them over a year to announce when it was coming out. But when we found out when it was coming out, it's not that far off from when it actually does hit. So.
And then when Zelda Wii comes around, they're going to have like a big conference meeting. And it's just going to be like, outside there's a bunch of tractor trailers, fold front to back with...
Fold.
Filled.
What are they filled with?
Fold.
With Zelda.
It's filled, not fold.
Filled. Front to back with,
name.
With copies of the game, and they are being shipped out across country.
I think
now.
I think
begin
Zelda party begin. I think they're I think they're going to put that game out this year, and I think they'll obviously talk about the game at E3. But I really do think it's going to be this year.
Yeah, somebody told me like December.
Yeah, because they have right now. GameStop has it listed for November, and it's only
GameStop.
A placeholder. It's only a placeholder at GameStop, but for them to have it in their system indicates something.
Yeah.
But all we know of right now is Nintendo's first half of the year lineup at E3. They're going to talk about the second half of the year. Pikmin, I'm sure, will be in there.
Yeah, we've been saying that.
You know what else they have in their system? Pikmin. Project Hammer.
They do. Well, does GameStop still have it?
I don't know.
One of them does. I think it's GameFly. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was my stomach.
Something wrong?
What's wrong?
You're looking at me like you had something important to tell me that was bad. I apologize. I'm just extra nervous today.
Why?
Because I have diarrhea.
More than nervous because of the diarrhea.
More than usual. It's a vicious cycle. So that's what we've heard about Galaxy 2. So now that we have the Japanese site open, we can look forward to new footage and music pretty much every week. Usually Japanese sites update on Thursday night into Friday morning, but Nintendo does their own thing, so just keep an eye out. Every week there'll be something new. To get the footage off the site and onto YouTube is a pain in the ass. You have to do a screen recorder and all that crap, so it's not like Galaxy 1 site was, so it's much harder to rip the videos out. So I'll be linking directly to the site, and you guys can go through and click the clips. And then I'll post an embed later once I have a chance to go through and yank them that way. But yeah, lots of fun stuff to look forward to. So, was there something else important we had to talk about?
Are we not going to do news later
NPD
at all?
NPD numbers?
Well, if you got NPD, yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, were your predictions right about, I guess we need to give it a couple of months.
What, Red Steel and what was the other one?
Well, Monster Hunter, but that's not it.
See, okay, Red Steel, I said I thought was going to do what? What were my predictions?
You said under 500.
Under 500,000. Oh yeah, from a while now.
Oh,
well, since its launch, I don't remember how many days it was out in March, but we have the data for March now. But it was only like
12
days
or 14
March.
Or something.
It sold 50,000 units in those 12 days, so it's not good.
Starting to sweat.
I know.
No.
Actor's gonna beat you on this one.
That's older.
My future baby.
Yeah.
Said that it did like 100,000, I guess, worldwide or something. But that was he posted VG charts. VG charts. And I know you don't trust them at all, so, like, I don't know who to trust.
I'm not knocking VG Charts. They do great features, reviews, articles, all that stuff. That stuff's fine. Their numbers are off. Their numbers are, like, most of the sometimes way off. I don't know how to say it without sounding like a dick. I've had multiple developers and publishers email me when I used to post those numbers and say they are completely off the mark, like, not anywhere near what's going on. They've had titles listed that were, like, 300,000, 400,000 units off of what their actual total was, either higher or lower. So I'm not trying to knock them. I just can't go with their numbers anymore. Right. I have to wait for NPD. And then every once in a while, I'll catch a leak of the full NPD list, which NPD doesn't release to the public. But I can't post that stuff. So if somebody else leaks it and runs with that information, like a message board or something, then I can source them. And I'll know that it's true or whatever. But I'm not allowed to post that stuff, so... I know VG Charts is getting better. They have different retail sources all throughout the U.S. and they track world numbers. So they don't have any official method of getting their numbers. It's just their connections. So I don't know. Hopefully they'll get better, but I can't source their numbers anymore. But yeah, Red Steel did 50,000 units in the U.S. But worldwide, I mean, worldwide to do 100,000 in 12 days, that'd be pretty good. Let's say that'd be pretty good. The first one sold over 1 million, and look how long it took to get to that point, so...
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, it didn't take long to get to 1 million?
What?
We Fit.
Just Dance.
Just Dance, that's right. Well, Just Dance just is hit. Over 2 million sold worldwide, and over 1 million in the States.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. But it only took, 2 months. It just fell outside of the top 10 NPD this month. It was number 11. But that still got it another, like, 300,000 units sold. So Ubisoft's got a new franchise on their hands, definitely. Put that out on Natal and Move. Like, that's going to be huge. And that could easily be a cross-platform game because it's not, like, graphics and the data are any big deal for any of the systems.
But they didn't utilize their Your Shape camera. So maybe they'll... I don't know. Like, I don't know if they would even want to use Natal or, like,
I think they want to keep camera it motion
because then it gets too difficult to actually, like,
it's part of the
gauge.
Well, I'm sure they'll do a Natal version just because it would work. You could see how it would work well with it, and hopefully the technology wouldn't get in the way
of
it.
As long as you don't have to be too precise.
Yeah, exactly. They could do, like, an iToy thing. Like, you do dance moves, and they have, like, circle, 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 circle on the screen, and your hands have to hit those circles when you're dancing or whatever. So.
Ooh, I like it. Circle, dot, dot.
But, yeah, it's doing really well for them. So, DS set a record for most portable systems sold in the month of March ever. It sold 700,000 units, and the DSi XL managed to sell 141,000 units of that 700,000 units, and it did that in 2 days, so... The DSi XL is off to a very solid start. So people can buy their DSi or the DSi XL. You can still buy lights, right?
Probably. Lights. Yeah,
I think so, right?
So they're doing well. I mean, it's crazy that they're doing that and they're already talking about the 3DS. Like, I'd ride this system out another, like, 2 or 3 years. Like, you know, developers are probably saying, like, Nintendo, it's time to, like, go.
But Reggie said it's not about the consoles or the hardware. It's all about the software and the software. They
so that's
do
probably
it
why they feel it's time
but
to
you
move
know
on.
What? They could do everything on the DSi XL that they could do on a DSi, so just stick it up your butts or something.
Well, we know the 3DS is going to have backwards compatibility, so that's always something. But yeah, developers are probably like, we feel we've maxed out what we can do with the DS. It's harder to get a market because there's so much stuff out there. You have to go with, like, licensed titles. It's very hard for a new IP to get attention. Like, Scribblenauts lucked out. Scribblenauts had great promotion, and it was a great game, and it's doing very well for Warner Brothers. But Warner Brothers has a lot of money to spend on promoting that kind of stuff.
Still, I mean, I think word of mouth also helped a lot with that,
too. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's such a simple concept.
The sequel sells, because...
I mean, it's a complex concept, but it's a simple way to play.
Yeah.
All you do is, like, you just write.
I want to see if people buy the sequel. I mean, I'll definitely be picking it up. I just don't know if they're going to put as much money into advertising it or spreading the word. I mean, adding in the adjectives and the adverbs is a really big deal.
Yeah.
You can modify everything you've done in the first game to suit whatever needs.
And, like, it's still on the same size cart?
Yeah. Same size. As far as I know, yeah. Plus, you can control Maxwell with the D-pad now instead of the everything touchscreen. And the camera doesn't snap back automatically. So those are two big improvements right there. But
I'm surprised. Like, I would think after seeing how well it worked and everything, and seeing the promise that it has, Nintendo would be like, here, use your big boy. And now, like, fill that beast up.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Big boys. I don't know why. Oh, okay, I know why I thought this. All right. So a trademark popped up for Fudge. It sounds like a Castlevania name. Did you read it?
Dracula Whip Hunter?
It's not Harmony of Dissonance. One of those words is in it. Like Harmony of something.
I don't know.
Have Harmony of Sorrow?
We have a...
Oh, I'll take a look.
How do I open a new tab so I don't get rid of this one?
I got it. It's okay.
File.
No.
Rondo of Despair.
Thank you. All
right,
now
what am I looking at? You know, maybe... I want to say you're getting pretty close to what it is.
Symphony of the Simon's Quest.
I don't know. What is it? A patent or a...
What's up?
I didn't say patent.
Portrait of the Curse of Dracula.
C-A-S-T-L-E-V-A-N-I-A.
Circle of the Super Castlevania 4.
What did you do a search for?
Castlevania. And apparently there's nothing found? This Go Nintendo sucks. What is this thing doing? Search for Castlevania. Yeah. Castlevania.
Yeah, you gotta.
Oh. Get this stupid shit out of here. Shovel out of here. It was correcting it for me to spell out Castlevanian. Harmony of Despair.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright.
So Konami has a trademark for Harmony of Despair.
What's
Igarashi doing? I mean, he's still at Konami and he loves Castlevania games. So,
he throws like $50 bills in the air and like snaps it with his whip.
The last Castlevania game was Order of Ecclesia. And, oddly enough, that game was found out about through a trademark or through a patent for the name, and it was just Order of Ecclesia. Mm-hmm. And that happened a few months before E3. Now we have Harmony of Despair a few months before E3, trademarked by Konami. Harmony of Despair sounds exactly like a Castlevania subtitle.
But they got away from that whole music thing.
No, they didn't.
Why'd they do Harmony again?
Portrait of Ruin? Dawn of Sorrow?
Yeah, but it's Order still Noun of Noun.
Yeah. No, but it was like for a while they did all like music stuff.
Well, now they're back. Harmony.
Yeah. You got a problem with that?
It sounds exactly like a Castlevania game name, so it's not confirmed, but those are money makers on a DS. They may not sell like huge amounts, but the loyal Castlevania fans are there. We buy them. It's enough to warrant more and more and more. I'm just wondering if this is going to be on the DS or on the 3DS. That'd be because. All right, let's think about it. Game Boy Advance had a launch title, Castlevania.
Oh yeah, Circle of the Moon.
DS had
Dawn of Sorrow.
That wasn't at launch, but it was pretty close.
It was DS.
So, 3DS, we hear, could be coming out this year, or maybe early next. This name is trademarked. Find out about it at E3. You figure there's like 6-8 months in there, in between when it comes out. It could happen.
Very possible.
And after Dawn of Sorrow was POS. But it wasn't. It was a good game. Why would they do that to themselves? Why would they do that?
So, I don't know. But I'm excited. It's about time. Order of Ecclesia was out in 2008. That's nothing true. In 2009. It's time for a new Castlevania. Shinoa
back.
I hope so. Shinoa is one of my favorite Castlevania characters.
Yeah, she was cool. Liked her.
You know, I really liked that game. I think that was the best one he did as far as portables are concerned.
How good she would look if she was on a higher resolution screen.
3DS?
3D, you can turn her around and...
That's the thing I think of. Like, all right, let's say this is a Castlevania game and it's coming out on a 3DS. They're going to keep it 2D, is my guess. They could, like, really kick out something awesome, like, as far as animation and detail goes.
Well, if they kept it... See, if they kept it side-scrolling, but 3D, where, like, the character's here and, like, the castle is, like, in the background and stuff.
Mario Land on the Virtual Boy, where you go in... You know, there is that type of depth, but you also go
jump back and forth and stuff.
Yeah, they could make really it like Muramasa.
Yeah, exactly. See? Plenty of ideas. Yeah. I hope it is Castlevania. I'm pretty sure it is.
Make it real easy to save over games.
And the other thing is, Konami has pretty much said they are done with portable Castlevania games on the PSP because nobody buys them, so that's good for us.
There were portable games on the PSP?
There was,
Card Battlers. There was,
the remake of Rondo of Blood.
Yeah, except it was called Dracula X, which added to the confusion.
So, it wasn't bad, just nobody, I guess there's more Castlevania fans that own a DS. When I think of Castlevania games, I think of Nintendo systems. I mean, obviously Sony had to run there. But Sony, if you think of Sony, you think of like the bad 3D ones and Symphony of the Night. Right. So.
Well, I thought they had bad 3D ones on the 64 too.
Oh, they did.
Oh, they did. Very bad. Yeah. Much worse, actually. But only two of them. There were a whole... Were there three or four on the PS2?
Frankenstein,
I don't know.
With a chainsaw, wasn't he in one of those?
Well, he's in some of the
with
DS
a
ones, but...
I think, yeah, a chainsaw, what? Remember?
Yeah, you are correct, with a chainsaw.
That is ridiculous. Why would they do that?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, that is really like a dartboard with just names all over it. All right, Frankenstein, chainsaw. Did it. We got it. We wrapped up another one, everybody.
Yeah,
the main character is Frankenstein?
Come up with the titles, too. Harmony,
yeah,
Despair.
Oh, crap, we
go
already used
it.
Harmony. That's right.
I think Harmony of Despair could be like a really great, you know.
So who was in Harmony and Dissonance? Was it? It wasn't Soma, was it?
No, it was. Well, that was the. Was that the GBA one?
Harmony and Dissonance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That, it was a guy that kind of looked like Alucard.
Oh, all right. All right. I remember the guy.
What's his face?
I don't remember his name.
It was a weird name.
Simon's grandson.
I like mispronounced it.
Carcassonne says so.
Well, anyway. Maybe that character will return this time around. I'd like to see another one with Soma. I like Soma.
Oh, he was all right.
Blue Link 16 says Super Mario Harmony of Despair.
Super Mario Brothers.
I just think it would be a great like Beethoven game
with the Beethoven?
Dog. Yeah,
Beethoven.
What is Dave Beethoven?
Sir Craig Johnson.
Just
Bob Genghis Khan.
Just Belmont. Just.
Just. Yes. Yeah,
just.
Just.
All right.
Justa Belmondo.
So that's that. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what everybody played.
Justa Belmondo.
Kirby. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
What did you play this week?
Let's see. I picked up Red Steel again, and I finally got to that spot where you were when I last watched you play.
Yes. In the courtyard thing or whatever.
Yeah. Well, with the it's like an elevator.
Oh, okay, going in a long elevator. Okay,
yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah, I beat Pain and blew up all the trucks and whatnot. And I took your advice and switched to manual lock mode.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, it makes it...
especially with all the trash cans you have to destroy and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've
done well.
Like, I can never pass up, like, breaking something to get money out of it.
I can't. I really can't. Like, everything I go for. And in the beginning...
that's all there is to do.
I thought ammo was unlimited because I'm an idiot. So
that's
I'm like, bang, 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 and I shot everything, and then I went to fight a guy, and I didn't have my gun.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
sucked.
Crap. But
I was trying to like, shoot bottles, but I had no bullets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, so now it's not a problem. And I'm glad you switched the mode because I think it makes a very big difference, not only for control, but the whole experience.
Yeah, and I'm still, even though it makes things simpler, it's, I don't know, I'm still trying to get used to fighting in the game.
It's funny because, you know, in a traditional game, you have to remember button combos, and we're more used to doing stuff like that, but
exactly.
Now you really have to remember
motions. Trying to remember when to use which motions and when to use which buttons.
It's different. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to switch gears and go back to Harmony of Despair, but I don't have to.
Please.
Did you play Harmony of Despair?
Harmony of Despair, HD.
Yeah, it's not. I saw somebody on a message board say that.
Think about it.
Think about it. Anyway, what else did you play?
Because I can't do Harmony of Dissonance. Or Harmony of Dissonance. No. Despair.
Why don't we just talk about what Nikki Hill played? Since he can't keep his mouth shut.
He'll be quiet now. What else did you play?
I don't know. Mostly stuff on the 360. Started playing Dragon Age again. Finally made some progress after like months and months. Being stuck on this one boss.
That's what happens. It happens to everybody. You get stuck on something for a while, you give it a rest, you go back, and it's usually not a problem.
Just need to clear your head a bit.
But you go back. That's the important part.
You need to
part.
Use that Bible, so then you realize you don't need it. You never needed it.
Jesus, why doesn't your book help?
During that part on the end of day thoughts, like, by Murdoch taken out of the shell and playing it back. That was really...
I wish we could do that with every show.
This is going to sound so... I'm going to sound like an egomaniac, but I listened to that, and I was like, this is a show I would listen to. This is a funny show.
Hey, I told you, it changed my life. It was an experience I'm not going to forget. I was serious about it, and Murdoch noticed that
it was good
podcast material.
I'd like Murdoch to do more of those. Those were fun.
It's all like the real... you know, thick drama moments from our podcast. Yeah.
Anything else?
Me and the stranger, we're doing co-op Farmville, and we finally grew enough tulips for the wedding.
Hey! Yeah. Congratulations, guys. What is it?
No, it's not our wedding. It's...
It's a wedding between a cow and a duck.
I was like, yay, we did it. And then I looked at it, and I was like, oh, Kirby did 53% of it.
Well, it wasn't 53%.
I only did 27.
More than you.
Okay, wait.
He did 53, you did 27.
And somebody else was in.
Yeah, there were like
too.
Three of us all together, yeah. But we don't know who the third person was.
Who was the third person? It was one of my friends.
What if they don't deliver the tulips on time to the wedding?
I don't know.
What if they planted poison tulips?
Dogs and cats living together. That's hysterical.
What is that from? That's from Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
Well, congratulations, you two.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Now, what's your next Farmville task?
There's a bunch of jobs you can choose from.
Now, but am I allowed to, if I'm doing my own, I can't join yours, right?
I thought you could. Oh, no, wait.
I thought you could only do one at a time.
I guess if we're both doing separate jobs, we can't join the other one.
The one who did 27% in the last.
I don't want to get you guys too excited.
But this is my co-op.
This is excitement for you. An excitement
this
for you.
This is my co-op. Co-op means you guys work together.
That's right. The company that makes Farmville is making a new game, and I believe it's
just a Mario
called
killer?
Frontierville, and it's going to be like
Oregon Trail. Wow.
That's what I'm hearing.
The Mario
I know
killer?
The game is real. Like Oregon. What?
I don't think so.
It's definitely called Frontierville or Frontiersville or something like that. But it's supposedly going to be similar to Oregon Trail.
Oh, this reminds me of a really bad joke.
Yes.
Okay. How many ears did Davy Crockett have?
Wait, what?
Buccaneer.
Banana.
That's it. No.
How many ears did Davy Crockett have?
Yes.
Frontier.
That's right. He had three ears. Two like regular ears and a wild front ear.
Yay!
Yay!
You got it.
Singing it helps.
But you're not. But your answer was front. Front.
I knew, but I knew
like,
I had
like
something
front
like frontier.
Front was a number.
Right.
I was
in front of him.
I was working it out.
You did it.
Worked it out.
You did get it.
That's right. It's problem solving.
While we're telling jokes, what's ET short for?
It's not extraterrestrial. Okay.
He's got little legs.
What's ET short for?
Wow.
Well, that's
that
bad.
Took me a while.
That's bad.
Where'd you hear this?
I heard it on Extras, actually.
Was that? Oh, I think.
It was bad, but good.
Wait, was it on the special?
Mm-mm.
It's the British accent. Like, I watched the whole special, and I was just like, I have to go back and watch this again.
Did you play anything else, Kirby?
I think that was about it.
All right. Drew Michaels is here.
Ooh-goo!
What did you play this week, too?
Well, I finally got my Netflix disc for the Wii, so...
I saw you mention that a little bit.
I did mention it. I said that I already liked it better. I had only, at that point, had only watched one movie. And it was actually the second half of the movie Year One, which was a little unfortunate.
Did you watch? Have you seen that full movie?
Well, I watched the first half on Xbox Live before I got the disc. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I had to stop for whatever reason halfway through and then got the disc. And what I really thought was cool was when I popped in the Netflix disc and went to Year One, it said resume, so I could resume from where I was.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so that was cool. I never
so I guess that's all it. Saved locally or online on your account. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah, so that was a nice little treat. And then, you know, I'm a Jack Black fan, so I laughed a little bit, but it's not a great movie.
You know what? You know what I thought last night watching Zombieland? I think that kid... and Michael Cera should have it out because, like, he pulled awkward loner, like, really well.
Well, he's good. He was good in Squid and the Whale, right? Wasn't he in that?
I hear Michael Cera's a dick.
I don't even think I realized.
Jesse Eisenberg or something?
Yeah. And he's also in Adventureland, and the reason I wanted to watch Zombieland right away is because...
They both have land
in the title. My teacher from school wrote an article, and, like, on the top 10 films of 2009... And he put Zombieland and Adventureland together because that kid plays basically like the exact same character. But I do want to see both of them. Continue.
Yeah. So
Netflix, Wii, Netflix, Xbox Live. What do you think?
I think that it's better on the Wii, but that doesn't mean that I like everything better. I'll start with the only thing that I like better on the Xbox version of Netflix is... There's more choices as far as more than just pause and play and, like, jump to a scene.
So, like, it brings down, like, a whole full DVD menu.
Yeah, there's, like, a DVD menu. You could skip chapters, and it's easier for me, anyways, to fast-forward by increments. And if you skip forward and you press play on Xbox Live, they've kind of updated it, so... If it's not too far in advance, your movie will start right up rather than buffering it. On the Wii, there's basically just pause and play, and then you can kind of drag you know, to go by seconds, but it's hard because it's very sensitive, and I don't know if there's a better way to do that, and I'm just...
Yeah, I don't know if you, like, click it and do the D-pad, if it'll move it in increments or not. I haven't tried it, but...
Yeah, so... That was the only thing I liked better.
I think it's like the plus and minus might move it in increments or something.
Maybe. I need to look into it a little more. But still, you know, that I liked better on live. But otherwise, everything else I liked better with the Wii. I like not having to hook up Xbox Live with a big long wire and.
You could just buy the wireless thing for 360 and spend $100 on it.
It's a shame, like that.
Yeah, you buy a wireless adapter. And I don't know if it's still $100. It might be $80 now, but it's some ungodly price. Like if you're going to pay $100 for it, it should connect everything wireless. Like, it shouldn't just be the 360. You should be able to use it on your computer or something. But to spend $100 just for a wireless adapter on a 360? Oh.
Yeah, I bought it. It didn't even work.
Boo!
Yeah, and so, I was like, talking to customer service for like 4 hours.
When I originally set up my original Xbox Live stuff, it was a disaster. I have no idea, like, days and days of talking to them, and they had no idea. And then I just randomly screwed around with numbers, and it went online, so...
Huh? I'm sorry. You can keep going.
No, sorry. Joe Shabadoo just mentioned, I saw earlier today...
I did not know.
You guys probably didn't know... That the people who created Mystery Science Theater 3000 is doing a live screening tonight with, like, they're going to be doing it
New York. I did not know that one. Whoa. But no, none of us are
for
going.
For what movie?
What are they screening?
He'll probably know.
Is it something that's been on the show before?
I don't know. Something.
Anyway.
Man of Stands of Fate?
Anything else on Netflix you want to talk about, or...?
Yeah, just everything else about the Wii version I liked better. I like being able to use this is silly, but I like being able to use the Wiimote to make my, you know, choices.
I think it makes a big difference. It feels more natural, like a remote.
Their menus are like their actual movie menus, I think, are a little bit better.
Yeah.
I think the best way to do it is just go to the computer, work out your cue, then still be able to see it rather than have to search and, like, on the off chance that this movie's going to be thrown into that list. Because there's a ton of movies now, and they keep growing that library. I just don't know if their 360, Wii, and PS3 selections are on, like, that cycle. Because I know they do stop and get rid of some movies and then bring in other movies and, like, cycle them back and forth.
You know what pisses me off? Netflix doesn't have Fringe. Like, to stream. It's only to rent.
Is that on Hulu, though?
I think it is, but they're, like...
10-minute sections or something?
No, they don't have... Like, they're season 2 already.
Oh.
Like, I saw little bits of season 1. I want to see all of it.
They bring the shows in every once in a while. Also, you might want to check On Demand.
Fringe. I checked. They don't have it either.
Oh, really?
I don't...
Because On Demand works the same way as Netflix Online. It cycles it.
I love that Pacey.
All right.
That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Cinematic Titanic. Joshua I think Jackson. That's the actual...
Good so for him.
Jackson.
Good for him.
It's a bunch of different movies.
He's on the...
Doing something. Show? Yeah. What? Yeah, he's a main character on...
hey, he was always my favorite.
Fringe.
He was my favorite Mighty Duck.
Yeah.
What else did you play this week?
Like Best in Skulls.
Well, I just want to say one last thing. Another thing I liked about the Wii over Xbox Live version was... Year One just looked... It actually looked better on the Wii. When I did it through Xbox Live, it kind of stretched itself to fit my whole screen. And didn't look right.
You could probably change that stuff.
Even when I was...
You can change that in
the menus.
Options menu.
In the Netflix options menu.
I think on that bar that comes up, like that DVD-style menu thing,
yeah,
like you can
you
change your image size.
Oh, really? All right, well then, screw me.
No, I mean...
Because it kind of skewed it out, and I didn't know how to change it. I didn't know that you could change it. And then on the Wii, it kind of was formatted correctly, so I don't know.
That also may have been your inputs. If, like, your 360 goes into your television in a different input.
Well, no, because the other movies on Xbox Live
work
were fine. Like,
did you have, like, an HDMI cable, or...?
Yeah, there's an HDMI cable connected to it, so...
Okay.
I don't
know.
Whatever. You know, that was my
mistake. I don't
mistake,
know what
so.
About these computers.
Yeah, yeah. That was my mistake, so we'll disregard that. But as far as more... Let's see, what else did I play? I wanted to talk a little bit more about Cave Story, because we didn't get to discuss it last week.
Please. Please do.
I really love it. I think it was a great experience. I'm happy that I... made it through, and I'm happy that I did it again to try and get the best ending. I'm still in the sanctuary because I'm really frustrated with it.
Yeah, it's tough.
I just wanted to mention that I've been playing it using the Wiimote turned on its side, and I think that's the only way to play it, because when you try it with the classic controller, the A and the B buttons, they're the ones on the bottom, right? They're like... shoot and X and Y or jump, which is normal, but the way that the buttons are placed, it feels very awkward because one is higher than the other.
Yeah.
And you'd think that A and B would be the shoot and the jump. And it's not a huge
So wait,
deal.
Which one's jump? B or Y?
Whatever the normal one. I guess it's
probably
Y.
B?
Wait, no, yeah. What?
If you're talking about a Super Nintendo game, I would always...
A and B are shoot. A and B are jump.
A and B are jump.
A and B are jump, and X and Y are
shoot.
See,
you never had a Super Nintendo.
Never. But, like, you'd think...
That's the button layout I'm used to from the Super Nintendo, so I'd probably like it.
No, but you'd think that they'd make A jump and B shoot.
You wouldn't if you played Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Super Nintendo, it was B and Y. And then A and X would be the same thing.
People were used to that? Like,
it took some time, but...
I don't remember an adjustment period, but I remember holding Y to run into Mario and hitting B to jump.
Well,
it
was
both on the... Oh, I love it!
It was different for, like...
Some games, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you probably...
There were games that had B as shoot and A as jump.
Yeah, but, like, I guess the Nintendo games mostly stuck to the same one.
Yeah, yeah. So I understand your frustration.
Yeah, I was having some trouble, but, again, I never owned a Super Nintendo, and that's just my personal preference or problems. But all in all, the game is great, and I'd play it again.
You are.
You will.
I am.
You have.
You are.
I was. And I broke away from Nintendo for a little bit to start Splinter Cell Conviction.
Start and finish, right?
Start and finish again, actually. I finished it twice just this morning.
Second playthrough worth it?
It was just because there were a few things I was fuzzy about on the story that I caught the second time through. I was kind of, there's some parts that, some missions that actually aren't really worth a second playthrough, but, you know, there are some missions that are really fantastic. The last two especially I find, quite enthralling. So.
Especially chub inducing.
Yeah, I was very chubbed.
The whole game chubbed me.
You know, it's a great game. You know, I've only played Splinter Cell and Splinter Cell Pandora Tomorrow.
Yeah, what made you get this one?
And It just looked great. It looked like a fresh tape because I wanted to say that even by Pandora Tomorrow, I was already starting to get, yeah, like worn out on it. Like,
although I think there was that, I think it was in Pandora Tomorrow, where you're standing in a doorway, and if you wait there long enough, you pretty much watch the sun set and everything gets dark through the doorway. And I was like, oh my gosh, those shadows on the ground of the leaves are so pixely, but this is so cool.
What I remember from Pandora Tomorrow, which actually was pretty amazing, was there's a mission where you're following this woman.
I never beat that. I stopped right there. Oh, no.
It's awesome. There's a mission. This woman is working for the bad guys, but she's working for you.
I blew this section.
And she's bringing you through the level. Like, you're hiding in the shadows following her, and, like, she's talking to guards, and then, like, after she's done talking to them, you pick them off, and, like, you make it to this elevator that she has to get you into.
Hold on. What's so funny?
No, you're not funny. But I'm just imagining it in my head. Joe Shabadoo.
Is it
Rami gonna do a magic trick?
Oh, right this.
Yeah, that's Buck 79.
I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, show us some magic.
I'm brushing it off. I'm keeping it clean.
You're playing with your shambles.
Anyway,
sorry, Buck said that. Sorry.
All right. Yeah, so anyways, I wasn't too happy with Pandora Tomorrow, but I do like Splinter Cell Conviction.
Wait, what happened with the rest of the story? Yeah. Was it?
Oh, you guys were interested in that?
Yeah.
What happened with
you got
woman?
To the elevator.
I guess, so anyways, you make it to the elevator, and she gives you clearance to get in. And, like, you're in the elevator, and she's like, all right, this is as far as I can take you. And, like, the doors are about to close, and you're looking right at her, and in your ear, Lambert's like, Fisher, you gotta take her out now.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
The doors are closed. You're like,
I remember that.
And
I
you,
remember
like, just
that.
Shoot her
I
in the
it.
Head. It was
I
amazing.
Missed it. I didn't kill her.
I remember that, yeah. I don't remember anything about that level, but that
that's
part.
That's the
see,
only... Yeah,
if I had the Wii with an IR sensor to aim, I would have had her right between the eyes, but... But I'm not good with the thumbsticks. And I was like, what? Because I think the doors were like those metal accordion doors. And you're going down. And I'm like, I can still... Oh, damn it!
Yeah, that was pretty intense. That was cool. But
anyways, I just want to bring this up real quick.
Sure.
Because you're talking about Sam Fisher. You were saying to me that you thought
Michael Ironside... Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Michael Ironside. I love
he's
him.
Canadian.
I love him. I think he's awesome. He could do no wrong by me. I love, everything
except
that
for
he's
Highlander 2.
I love everything he's in,
vampires.
And I love
or
him. And even when it's cheesy, and even when he's a little silly, I love it. So let me just preface it with that. Now in this one, I don't know whether or not it's
done me wrong.
I don't know whether or not it's because I think Sam looks younger in this game
yes.
than he did. I think it just doesn't fit
because
he looks younger now. It's been like 10 years.
His new haircut and all that, he definitely looks younger and the voice does not match.
Yeah, like I thought.
But you were saying that his delivery of lines is bad.
A few lines.
The very first line in the game I thought was bad. You nailed it. He was talking to me and he's like, it's almost like he's not reading dialogue. It's just like he's reading sentences off of a piece of paper.
I don't think anyone's reading with him.
Yeah,
I think
that's exactly what it was. Because he says the first line, and it's like he's talking on the phone, and he says, "Who is this? And how'd you get my name? Or how'd you get my number?
How'd you find me?"
Yeah, and instead of saying it how you would think a conversation would go, he's like, "Who is this? How'd you get my number?"
But, like, there's no...
Like, no pause or nothing. Just, like, two sentences together. And I was like, man, the first line, and I'm already agreeing.
Well, that's like, they had, like, they set a microphone down on the table. And I'm like, well, let's read through the script the first time.
I'm talking crusty. Next line.
It's like, let's just read through the script and, like, see if there's anything you don't like, you do like. So, like, they sat down and, like, he just, like, who is this? How'd you get my number? You know, that's probably what they took.
But yeah, you're right. The voice does not match anymore.
Unfortunately, that was the
best. I don't understand how he looks younger. So he's been through a horribly traumatic experience, which I won't ruin for people that don't know.
But he got a haircut and looks
good. He got a haircut and he looks much younger.
Yeah, like,
and all his wrinkles are gone.
If something like that happened to you, you'd want to feel better about yourself. So the first thing you do,
plastic surgery.
Well, here's the other thing. How often do we really see his face when we're playing? In the other games.
Well, I saw it on the cover, I think.
You see, like, Yeah, all but that
nobody
stuff.
Like he's
no, like there are times you see his face, but now you like see his face older, all the time.
Yeah,
much.
Now he's supposed to be an older guy.
Well, he looked old in Double Agent.
He does not look old.
Yeah, he's supposed to look that.
He looks like late 40s, early 50s. He looks good. He looks real good. But that voice doesn't fit.
I think he looks early 40s,
I mean, have you,
personally.
Really?
In Conviction? Have I you, think he looks really young.
Yeah. I mean, have you seen how Max Payne looks? The new Max
Don't
Payne?
Don't even talk to me about that.
Okay.
Yeah, oh.
He doesn't even look like
completely ruined that game. Like, Max
does
Payne is a great
like,
character. He's not one of the best characters
does
in the game.
Does like Mark Wahlberg?
No,
now
he's
he
like
looks
totally
bald.
Looks like a big
he looks
guy.
Like a garbage man. It's like he's a garbage,
garbage
man.
Man.
No offense to garbage man, but he looks like you.
There might be a reason for that.
No offense to a garbage man,
but he looks like you.
Yeah, so the reason is it's like 10 years later for Max Payne, and now he's completely bald, has a completely different face, and has... I can understand let himself go. I can understand has a different haircut. This is a completely different face. It... Maybe we saw. Maybe the original trailer or screens were not of Max, and they're just fooling us. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't
want to talk
I
about
never
it.
Saw it.
Sorry,
so I
brother.
Oh, well, we're running
yeah.
behind.
What
so
about
sorry.
Alan Wake?
Looked great. Looks
well,
real great.
What's your problem
yeah.
with Alan Wake?
I resigned it.
It sounded like you have a problem.
Did you play anything else?
What?
No. I mean, there was more than I wanted to say, but we'll
I'm
move
sorry.
On. It's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We can talk about it next week.
Oh,
wait.
It's not Nintendo.
I just have
related,
one quick
so.
Question. How long is the single player?
The first time it took me, I'd say about 7 hours.
Okay.
It can be finished in much, much faster.
Yeah, I heard
but,
like 5.
Yeah, but because it was my first time, I was trying to take my time with it.
Yeah,
but
I understand.
Second playthrough, what was it?
Second playthrough was probably 5 hours. But I did it on realistic, and it was a lot more fun doing it on a harder level.
Did you see people outside your window when you were playing?
You!
Watching you?
You have
this
to get
really
this game.
Really is realistic.
You have to get
crap.
This game, because you would love the co-op.
Yeah?
We
well,
did the co-op
can I tell
last
you
night.
Something? I have too many other games
then
to
we
play.
Played the game.
Yeah.
yes, go ahead.
Great.
What's about?
What were you saying?
I have too many other games to play. So
okay.
It's always
Stranger is here.
Hello, everybody.
What did you play this week?
I played personal trainer walking, and I'm doing awesome at that.
You're natural.
Yeah, it's like walking comes very naturally. All right, and
thinking about going pro.
No, we can. It's okay.
Okay, and then I'm playing Zelda.
Oh,
Spirit Tracks. It's called Spirit Tracks.
I was gonna call it Phantom Choo Choo.
Well, where are you?
You could call it that actually.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. I cannot, and I didn't look it up on the computer. And I'm
spoiler
so
alert.
To. Am I not allowed to talk about
you're
it?
You're fine.
Don't
it's just the part where I can't get the. I'm not that far into it. I'm looking for that little guy, whatever he is. I don't know, whatever. But I'm in the part where
Link.
Zelda is now the Phantom. Whatever
spoiler
she
alert.
Yes. It's
we
not
already
a spoiler.
Spoiled
that's
that.
Not a spoiler. She's floating around and she's coming with me. So it just happened and now I'm taking the tracks all around. And there are those statue things that they say you need to face them, the two that are facing each other, you need the lasers to meet. And I can't get the lasers to come out.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I think you need, don't you need to play a song?
I played a song.
Yeah, something like
was it the right song?
I hit the guy. And that guy came out and said, oh, when you play this song, stuff happens.
Yeah, like some sort of friendship thing. Or,
yeah, but it
or
doesn't
this
make...
guy likes this guy, but she likes some other
chick. Oh, is that... That's... no,
oh,
that,
yeah,
no.
He's
play
right.
The game. Is that? Is there a whole story? Is it like, this person
back
is
me up on this.
In love with this person, but
yeah,
this guy
right.
doesn't want them to
you
see...
You can't just make...
so I have to go by each one and play this song?
No. You're just... But is that where you are?
It's like, I think it's like 5 or 6 of those statues.
Yeah, but
all,
is there
and they're all facing different ways.
Yes, that's it. You're just playing the song by the wrong one, probably.
Yeah, you have to play it in a certain
section. Or you're playing the wrong song at the right one.
But there's only one song that I know so far that they'll let me play.
That far into
this,
the game? That's
no,
pretty decent amount into the game.
No.
Are you sure you're in the right place?
In the beginning.
I'm in the very beginning, and they sent me to go find the little gnome.
David?
The guy with like that wears two hats?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No, the guy who wears two hats is evil.
Yeah.
No, I found...
No, she's talking about one of the locomotives.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
You idiot.
The first one.
That game sucked.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying it as much as...
Thank you.
Yep.
Somebody.
You guys
you
really
haven't
think
even
so?
Started it.
Well,
like, you're just saying
you didn't enjoy it as much as Phantom Hourglass.
Trains are stupid.
No, I didn't. But I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, I can't find
a
it.
Lot.
I brought it with me today, so maybe you can
yeah.
I liked Phantom Hourglass a lot.
Thank
a
you,
lot,
Kirby.
A lot. But
see, and I like Ocarina better than Majora's Mask. And you like it the other way around. So can't we...
Yes, we can.
Agree to disagree.
We're done.
All right.
So, what else did you play?
And I played Farmville.
Yeah.
We heard. Yes. We heard. You're not pulling your weight
and
on your own
farm.
But
you did not hear that I reorganized my whole farm. And so I set it up. I now have my mansion.
Yeah, you get time to do that when other people are growing stuff for you.
Yeah. That's what co-ops are good for.
Is that it?
I believe so, yes.
Nikki Hill is here.
Hi.
We have no time.
I know. I played Fragile.
I finally heard back from XSEED. We are going to do an interview, and I'd like to do one live, so we'll probably
awesome.
Do one on the podcast.
Cool. All
right. Yeah.
Good for you.
Sorry, don't have to talk about it now. No.
So
where
I did that.
You? No spoilers.
I told you. I'm in, like, the mall or something.
Same place. You're still really in the beginning.
Yeah, so I'm trying. Like, I'm 4 hours in, but like, I'm trying to really take my time and explore every single nook and cranny because I want to make sure I get
yes.
stuff. Because not every memory piece or whatever is glowing and telling you to come get me. So.
I think I remember saying that you could talk to cats or like call cats.
I call cats over,
and you don't know why.
It happens later. Well, I figured,
yes.
I started thinking, because, like, I got the cattail thing, and I'm waving it, and the cat will come over, and once, like, you play with it for a while,
it follows
it'll go into,
bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that one cat will follow you. Then you go to another cat, I'm like, I gotta build a cat army!
But if you look on the map,
it
marks where you found cats, but there are cats do tie into the story for an important reason.
I figured they did because they're drawn all over the place.
And to tell you the truth, I don't know if you'd get all the parts of the story if you didn't do that with the cats. I don't know. But every cat I found,
I'm trying to do it with every cat.
Yeah.
And I even try, like I said, I tried to like make friends with the cat and then go back and get other cats. But once you make friends with another cat, the first cat leaves.
Yeah,
as
they
right
just
now.
Follow you around a little
so
bit.
But
how did all these cats survive the apocalypse?
Well, see, cockroaches survived,
he,
and the cats ate the cockroaches.
He doesn't know,
really,
but you do find out.
Okay.
Hmm.
Curious.
That's all the people.
Keep us up to date on that. I'd like to know.
It's not.
Anyway, I also played Cave Story and Sudoku. And I think that's it.
And personal.
We're at Cave Story.
I said that.
Oh, okay. I wasn't listening.
I'm at the, like, I guess the very end of the crappy ending. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it.
Choke.
I actually played, and I refuse,
it.
I refuse if I lose, I refuse to just say, okay, and do it again. Because I get really, like, I'm a sweaty guy, but that game gets me really sweaty.
I'm a sweaty guy.
So that's actually, like,
so,
in,
man,
it's
that
in my
is
exercise.
A quote for a box cover.
I'm a sweaty guy.
I'm
but this game gets me really sweaty.
What do you mean? I'm a sweaty guy.
The picture of, like,
now,
a
we gotta make a t-shirt.
Man,
being a sweaty guy has both its disadvantages and advantages.
I smell DIY games.
So, oh, yeah, that's it!
Nice.
But,
and it's nice. It's like towel off to sweaty guy, but you always lose. No matter how much you scrub them down.
Basically, if I was playing a game co-op with Mom Brain and she needed a cool wet rag, I could at least get her a warm one.
Yeah.
All right, so is that
cool,
anyway?
Smelly rag.
Yeah, but all I was saying is I refuse to retry it again and play through it. Like, I have to put it down for a while.
I just like how you got to a crappy ending and you took it. I don't want to ruin anything.
I'm going for it, because what am I...
Is it really
There's
that crappy?
He's talking
about
the bad ending, and you're going for the normal ending now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about your first ending.
Because I think I may... Because I played through, and I got past that section when I played through on the PC, and then my computer basically crapped out, and I couldn't even run the game. I think I may have taken that choice before as well, because I'm like... I'm reading it and I'm understanding it, but like I'm kind of in another world, and I'm like, yeah, all right, okay, let's do this.
Well, it's in games like that sometimes, you know, the choices don't mean anything, so you'd be like, who's going to say no? Like,
yeah.
So you
like,
say yes to
I
everything.
I kind of expect,
sometimes.
Like, if I'm not supposed to do this and I'm still supposed to save the island, he'll be like,
What a jerk! And, like, jump on the thing anyway.
So, basically, there's a chance in the game to bail out and save yourself without resolving everything. And this guy goes, yeah, let's go! And that's the end.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, too, because then, like, there's a description. Like, there's, like, text, and the story continues after you leave and everything. Really, and it's like, depressing. It's like, everything got destroyed, and all, and, like, the whole world got destroyed, but it didn't matter because you were in some mountain somewhere living peacefully. It's like, oh, man.
So it's good for you, but you screwed everybody else.
But, like, even the description.
You're, like, hiding in another cave somewhere with, like, this guy who's, like, you know,
but,
annoying.
But it's just funny because it's like, you're a jerk for taking it, but then the game even makes you realize how much of a jerk you are because it's like, but it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah,
because
you
lived happily ever after, you jerk.
You don't just feel bad.
It doesn't matter
because
I've seen everything.
You don't feel bad on your own for making the decision. The game rubs it in your face.
But that's the reason for every time you see two doors, you always want to check them because you don't want to make the wrong decision, and you always want to save because I saved. And or like if you see the option to save, always save it or whatever.
Because
then I went back to the next door and I made that choice and I didn't have to go through like an entire section again. But I still have to finish. There's no way for me to go back and redo the things that I've
done. If you want the best ending, you have to start over. You're far past where you have to make
decisions.
So this
is the normal end. Like this is the
ending. You are going to the normal ending, yes.
You know what?
That's the point of no return.
It's frustrating. I really wish they changed the whole text thing.
What you?
I just want to
thing. This is the thing. When it's not a great solution to your text problem,
but
like when you play through, and
if you start
you die,
right back,
if you start right back, you can scroll through it faster. It doesn't you know allow you to cut
there
it
should
out.
Be a skill option. There
but
should.
You're,
I'm going
to
talk.
You're
I'm at a point.
Quitting.
But I'm at a point where I don't want to have to fight constantly. And
that's how you do it, though, because you just get better each time you do it, you know, and then, like...
You at least get a better idea of how they're
that's
attacking
what happened,
you.
And I started it today, and I jumped in there, and I fought the first fight and didn't get marked. And then the second one, I got burned a bit. And then the third one, I was like, I'm gonna do it!
You got a heart tank, don't you?
Yeah, you got the life
pack. I use that. I don't want to spoil anything.
You used it, but you still died.
I used that halfway through the second fight.
No.
I have to. I can't
do
that.
No, you don't. You're better than that.
No, I'm not.
I don't think
you can do that. Switch to all upgraded missiles on the second part of the second fight.
Too. And think about it.
Switch to
because when you go up to the last part, there's plenty of instances that get health.
Well, that's why I use my health in the second thing, and then I kind of take it easy and build up my health.
I'd use it after the second to, like, get yourself prepared for the final fight.
I have to use it during the second. Because,
no, you don't.
No,
you
because
do
I
it.
Do.
You can do it.
But I do.
Alright, we gotta go. I've been moving in, so I haven't played a lot. I played Final Fight Double Impact last night just because I was seeing if my Xbox Live Arcade, or if my internet worked for connecting systems online.
I downloaded that too, I forgot.
And I played a little bit of that.
Did you play any of the Magic Sword game?
Not yet. How do you even get to it? Is it just... I didn't even look like... I was just like, A, into the game.
Oh, well, I think, like, the title screen... You can,
okay.
Like,
yeah, I didn't know.
Switch to the different cabinet.
Because I played that game in the arcade a long time ago.
It used to be a Pizza Hut.
Yes! And I loved it. And I completely forgot about what it was. And then I saw the online advertisements for this game. And I was like, oh my god, that's the game! So I'm really excited to play that one.
Yeah.
I played that... And it's probably a Go Nintendo listener that was in there with me. Somebody joined in and started playing with me, but they were more interested in fighting me than the people we were supposed to fight. So I was getting jump kicked and...
Wait, what is this?
Final Fight Double Impact. It's the
online?
Old school Final Fight game, upgraded for Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. But, it has drop-in, drop-out co-op.
And what, players can hurt each other?
Yeah, you can punch each other. It only takes a little bit of life away, but... Yeah, they can keep doing it.
Like a Dragon game B.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes it worse that it only takes a little life away because then they take forever.
Yeah, and then you can time it perfectly to get in that loop where just as you're about to stand up, they give you another jump kick and then it's over and over and over.
God.
But then I gave then Hagar
horrible.
Gave Cody a nice pile driver and then ended it. So I played Splinter Cell Conviction with Dew. We did a little co-op. We took down, what, two levels?
Yeah, we took down two. I looked and
there
were six.
Man. We had a great time. I had a great time.
I had a fantastic time, and I was going to just, you know, like, there was some other stuff I wanted to say about Splinter Cell, but I'll keep it to this. I was starting to get, after my second playthrough, obviously it started to get a little stale because, you know, I played through it twice right in a row. But playing co-op with you is something that I think that I could do.
So much fun. Especially, you know, it was extra fun because we screwed up a whole bunch. That made it more fun.
But, like, you know, then there's the awesome moments where you think it's over with and your buddy saves you. You think you're done and then, like, something extraordinary happens and, like, you make it by the skin of your teeth out
of, like, these
situations.
For example, like, a bank, you can go up and punch people or knife them or whatever. But if they see you... I don't know if it's random. I guess it depends on how you approach them. They can actually grab you, and they'll, like, grab you and take you around your neck and put a gun up to your head. And you can hit Y or A, and it's, like, a little distraction. You'll, like, elbow them, and it gives your partner room to take him out. So, like, I did that, and I just see the guy, like blown away. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's amazing! Just saving each other is, like, my favorite part of it, because... Oh, and the other thing is
that's why you want me to play, because you'll
it's really cool when you get seen. It does like a silhouette of where you were last seen, so you know where they saw you, so you can go run and hide somewhere else and take them out
that
way.
Against,
because I first started playing and I'm going into co-op with him. I only played a little bit of one level. I have no idea what's going on, and I'm seeing this silhouette, and then I'm seeing him walk around, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Who is this other person?
Is that a ghost?
Then I realized what was going on. All right, sweet releases.
What's coming out, Iggy?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You got a list in front of you, right?
I don't know.
We don't have time for this Mickey Mouse bulge. Sorry. It's from Leon the Professional, Gary Oldman. All right. Continue.
In America, let's do this. All-Star Karate. And Monster Hunter Tri.
There you go.
And according to Best Buy, Game Trailers, and Joystick,
yes.
Flip's Twisted World is coming out this week, but according to everybody else, it's coming out in June, or it's coming out in September.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. New screens just came out.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means.
But, so, you know, that might happen, might not. Might not happen, might not. And on for the DS in America, Encanada.
Yeah, and you know what we were supposed to have? Dementium 2.
Oh, right. It got pushed back.
I saw it on GameStop, and I was like, no, did it really get pushed back? So, luckily, one of my followers on Twitter is Jules Watson. Watch him. Renegade
Jules
Kid.
Burn.
So I sent a message to him on Twitter. I was like, is it pushed back? And he said yes with a sad face.
Jules,
I think it's, like, pushed to June.
Oh. Well, really?
Yeah, apparently South Peak is having distribution issues. They did not get the shipments they were supposed to get in time, so they're pushing it back to lump up what they need.
Blump, blump.
And then they'll have supplies and storage by then. That sucks. Because this is a perfect week for that game to come out. There's nothing else going on.
Yeah, I heard the reason they didn't get the shipment is because the guys who were shipping it, something strange was happening to them, and their arms were coming out their mouths and grabbing their face. And
I wondered where this
found
was
a
going.
Lot of dead warehouse workers. That's why they had to push it back.
Not just people.
The
warehouse
game is cursed. No, it looks cool.
Europe?
I don't know.
Monster Hunter 3, buy that.
In Europe, for the Wii.
If you can.
Monster Hunter Tri.
If you can.
Of course, they have the classic controller model, the limited edition Ultimate.
Oh, yeah,
Hunter
you can't get
model.
The classic controller bundle in the States anymore.
But
it's
you
sold
can
out.
Wow. Get the classic that's controller fast. Separate.
Can we
you
just get
can.
The regular controller?
The classic controller pro.
He just told you can.
Good, thank you.
You're not going to get Monster Hunter?
No, that's not for me.
That's not
his
style.
Yeah, not for me neither.
It's not for me, you know that. Come on, man.
I like how, like, everybody wanted
do
it. And before the game is even out, everybody's already admitting that nobody's going to buy it.
Because I played the demo.
Swish.
I realized that it was dumb.
Well, Lube and I will be
I'm just
there.
Kidding, people.
Well,
is Lube getting it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Definitely. He's been watching the commercials and
it's
telling,
like,
me how excited he is.
It's all he's been talking
what is
about.
It? It's like World of Warcraft, basically?
No. This is real time.
This is real life.
It's real time.
It's real gas.
They're doing a great line of commercials for it. Like, Monster Hunter is a huge franchise in Japan, and they're really trying to make it something here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I mean, I'll give it a try, but I'm not going to pay for it. I don't got the money.
Let it stay in Japan.
Well, how are you going to give it a try? You don't want to do single player. You want to play online.
Yeah, okay, my online... my
okay. Romance of the Three Kingdoms. Where's my copy
my
of that?
My internet...
Where's your copy of what?
Romance of the Three Kingdoms. They can keep their Monster Hunter. Give me what I want.
Yeah, when was the last romance game to come out here?
We've hardly gotten any Monster Hunter games here. There's been plenty of Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
Can I tell you something?
How dare you?
Can I tell you something?
How dare you?
My internet situation blows.
My internet situation right here is awesome, especially wired. Bring your Wii over here. You go upstairs. I go downstairs. We play.
No.
That'd be cool.
No, we're not doing it.
That's actually cool.
Yeah, I'll do it.
No, so
no,
if
I don't need to, because you have two Wiis, right? You have Mom Brain's and yours. So you just buy another copy of the game and I'll do it.
Or rent.
And we don't even need Wii Speak, because we could just go, oh! Did you see that?
Use words.
We'll get paper cups and a string, and we'll run the string downstairs, and we'll just set it up on like a little tripod.
We need code words. When I'm in trouble, I'll just go, whoa! If I see a monster,
I'll go, hi-ho! Hi-ho!
Two monsters is hee ha
ha ho. Three
monsters is...
What else is going on?
And if all is good, I'm going to go, hoo-wee!
And you have to do that like... So if that breaks at all, like if you don't hear that, you know there's a problem again.
I'll just do that constantly. I'll go,
it's the everything's okay alarm.
Whoa!
I gotta get this game now. I gotta get it. This game's gonna be awesome.
I'm definitely getting it. What else is going on in Europe?
Watch out, Monster Hunter Tri in Europe, because you know what else is coming out? Ballerina.
It's just called Ballerina?
Yeah, it's called Ballerina. Yeah. And on the DS, Diva Girls, Princess on Ice 2. Mm-hmm. And Diva Girls, Ballerina. On the DS. Also, Dancing on Ice, which I would think should be, you know, Thin Ice or something, or, you know, whatever.
Remember that game, Thin Ice?
Yeah. I used to have that.
Yeah, the marbles.
Don't Wake Daddy.
Yeah, don't
wake up
and the tissues. We gotta get that.
This game was a sloppy mess. Okay. That's a stupid idea for a game. Well, it was a cool idea. Just
what about Bedbugs? Do you like that game?
You're not even reading it, so can we just go back to...
I was
I'm sorry, what games did you like?
Don't Break the Ice. Where you get the little mallets.
And the
man in the chair sitting in the middle, and you have to tap out blocks around them.
Which was the one with the penguins?
Penguin Attack.
That was... What was that? Game was awesome.
Thin Ice was...
March of the Penguins.
Wet paper towel.
Yeah, Thin Ice was a wet paper towel, and there was like a rim of marbles, and you had to pick up your marble with tongs and put it on the tissue paper.
What was that?
Right, but I thought... Like, the box art had penguins or something.
Well, it's ice. I'm sure penguins were invited.
It had penguins or Eskimos or something.
One and the same.
And, maybe you're thinking Hungry Hungry Hippos. Those aren't penguins.
I like Mousetrap.
Sure, hippos.
Mousetrap takes too long to set up.
I know, and you screw it up, and there's no mouse in there yet.
All you wanted to do was set the trap on.
Yeah, who the hell has ever played, the board game Mousetrap?
Me.
You two make me sick.
That's why we're made for each other.
You really did? It's like an hour setup. It's like, what's all
it's not.
It's must have been. It's like Grape Escape.
You're
exactly. You set up Grape Escape, takes forever. Then you go around the whole damn game, and nobody gets escaped. Nobody squishes.
To the factory.
That part's a lie. It never happens. You play the whole game, and you're lucky if one person gets squished.
Aw, so dumb.
It looked like
you're done. Got squished. That's it?
No.
We found each other on ilovemousetrap.com.
Alright. Jewel Quest Mysteries, Curse of the Emerald Tear.
Jewel Quest, right?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that a cell phone game?
I thought you said Jew Quest.
Mind, Body, and Soul, Spellbound 2, and Flip's Enid Blyton's Adventure Series, and Flip's
The books.
Mr. Gum.
Quest, you have to fight off the Egyptian Air Force.
It's the books by EA. All right, thank you, Nicky.
Thank you, Roman.
All right, questions. This is Jose. He says, hola, okay, cue time. Nintendo says, hey you, listen up. We've got this Zelda Major Mo JKJK.
Major Motion Picture. Oh, just joking. Okay. That's what he's getting at.
Now then, let us go around this here table and each person name and, if necessary, describe one single decision Nintendo has made that has really ticked you off. Nikki Hill.
Pass.
Do.
Really ticked me off?
Really.
I guess, can we have something that ticked me off and then made me feel better?
Yes.
When they chose to make the Wind Waker the cel-shaded graphics, and I couldn't tell you how upset I was. After that Space World trailer, like, I was ready to upend my own tea table. But hurry. Then I was happy afterwards. Don't get me wrong, I love that game.
Yeah. I don't know, those games that they won't release over here. Mother 3.
That's a good one.
Fatal Frame.
I was going to say Fatal Frame right
Fatal
now.
Frame and Disaster.
Trace
Dave
Memory.
Crisis.
Trace Memory.
Disaster. Dave Crisis.
Disaster. I'm much more upset about Trace Memory.
Trace Memory and
Romance
Frame.
Of the Three Kingdoms.
Stranger, do you have an answer? Name something Nintendo has done that has made you really angry.
No Farmville.
Oh, really angry. Eh,
no nah. Tulip growing games.
Nothing. You got nothing.
Nothing.
All right, well then.
I'm pretty happy.
We have Wind Waker, and then the rest of us are games that they don't localize.
This game.
Firing the.
Penguin Race.
Virtual Boy Man.
Yeah. Firing Gunpei Yokoi and then having him run over by... Well, they didn't have him run over by a car.
We don't know that yet.
He was run over by a car.
Star Fox Adventures, maybe?
That was rare. Well, I mean, Nintendo said okay, but...
All right, never mind.
You don't even care about
game?
Star Fox.
Sure don't.
There's a couple of Mario games.
Mario's Hotel?
Oh.
Now, what's the other... Another, did they do Mario's Hotel, though?
Nintendo didn't do it.
Are you talking about the Mario CDI games?
Yeah,
Mario's Hotel
is
the one that came out.
With CDI or whatever.
No.
Yes.
Not Mario is missing. What's the math game that's like not a game and you bought it and or your mom
Mario's
got it
missing?
For you?
Mario Math.
So Nintendo licensing out Mario games earlier is making you angry.
No, I was just saying for you because you bought the
game
and you were like, oh, this
which
is
one?
An
the
Mario's
math game?
Math license or something. Everyone should name something, even strangers. Oh, well.
Nope.
We'll do one more really quick.
She hates the trains.
This is Bedtime. He says, yes.
His name is Bedtime?
In Before the Lock, yet again. Anyways, I've been itching to ask you guys this question for weeks. Can you guys talk about DSiWare a bit? I'm putting off picking up a DSi because I literally have no idea about any of the DSiWare games. And if there's nothing really exciting or fun, then I don't see a reason to get one until they just start totally phasing out regular DS games. 80% of what I want is Wii and WiiWare and VC, so I'm hoping the DSi stuff is good. The art style games, that's a big reason right there.
Yeah, the PopCap games.
The PopCap games.
Bookworm and Bejeweled Twist.
Rayman.
Rayman.
And soon to be Earthgerm Wim.
And
yeah, that's going to be cool.
And
Dark Void Zero.
Dark Void Zero and Shantae's coming.
Yeah, and Mighty Flip Champs.
Mighty Flip Champs. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, so don't get it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say earlier. DSi came out, and it's like, we're going to have DSi exclusive games, and I think there's one on shelves. And
actually, just read an article about how many there are out there.
How many are there?
There's lots.
Really? When I went to the store, I only saw one white case. That was Best Buy, too, so they should be helpful.
I'm thinking something different. I'm sorry. I was thinking of DSi enhanced games.
Oh.
What is that?
DSi enhanced games are games that take advantage of the DSi's features.
Like the camera.
That would be a feature.
That's the white game case.
No.
Nope.
What's the white game case?
That's DSi only.
Oh.
DSi enhanced are games that can also be played on the DS, but you will not get all the features.
I'm not even sure I'm aware of those titles.
Let me give you one. Assassin's Creed 2. If you have a DSi and you play it, you can take a picture of your face and it puts your face on the wanted posters in the game.
What? Why didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, why couldn't they do
the game?
Did you play it on DS 2?
No.
DSi?
No, you played it on Xbox.
Yeah, I don't think they
have. Oh, it's not. It's there's an Assassin's Creed game for the DS?
Yeah
apparently.
Ooh, God, how horrible is that?
Well, it's side-scrolling, so...
Go ahead,
it's probably a lot more fun. Don't worry, I'm sure there's plenty of hay bales in there.
Shut up.
You didn't play it.
Yeah.
What was it?
Played the first one. Are there hay bales?
You didn't play the second one. We're talking about the second one.
Are there hay bales in the second one?
Yes. No.
Well, there are some. There's also carts of flowers.
I think we talked about this.
Okay. I take my point here.
Okay, sorry. Apparently somebody wanted to ask a question to the IRC and somebody's making the answer.
We're running late.
I think we've already asked it, but who in Mega Man would you want? What Robot Master would you want in Mega Man 11?
What's the question again?
And the question is, if there was a Robot Master...
you want in Mega Man 11, who would it be?
I want Robot Monsters.
This is Mega Man 25 years, so maybe this is somebody from Capcom. Maybe we're actually going to get our character in it.
Wait, what? We just...
And the question
wait,
is...
Wait, I'd be Metal
if
Man.
There
we know what the question is.
How about Interruption Man?
Oh, yeah!
Is that me? Are you
ready? Yes.
Are you a man? I don't know.
What is a man?
Interrupting Cowman.
A Robot Master.
Oh. Dracula Man. Like something like that. Vampire Man.
There you go.
Twilight Man.
I like Dracula Man.
New Moon Man.
We need to do music.
Wolfman Man.
That would be
I want to be Wolfman Man.
Robert Pattinson Man.
Wolfman Man.
Arpats Man.
Robert Patterson Man.
I'm doing music already?
Or Palmerston Man. Yeah.
Pit the Elder Man.
Mario Man.
Turn your eyes. Divert your eyes, woman.
Joshua Jacksman.
I got me forgetting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get you the speakers. I had the speakers.
You know what? Don't even worry about it. We'll just go like this.
Don't do me any favors.
All right. Good and cold.
Did you turn off?
Good and cold.
Yes, it's off. You turned it off. Somebody did.
Good and cold. All
right. The first one. We'll see how it
this sounds. This first song comes from someone by the name of Jester Race.
Jester Race? And... Oh, that's it's an album.
Play it.
Never mind. Just keep going.
An album?
An album? Anal Bunker?
This song's on the album?
What? No. An album called Jester
Race. Oh, crap.
This is good.
Robin Hood Battle for the Cocaine.
I got no idea.
What?
James
is
Pond.
Like Robin Hood game?
Sorry?
Where John
the
Mack.
Is on code?
James Pond.
No.
Oh.
It is Clock for Super NES.
Clock. I never played it, but he looked like he was wearing a Ku Klux Klan outfit.
Right. And he was red and yellow.
Yeah.
And he could throw his arms and legs.
Who else does?
So, and the next song comes from.
He doesn't throw his legs.
I don't think he has legs to throw. So just shoes.
Yeah.
Morph
feet.
Baller!
Morph Ballin!
Nice.
Something Japanese.
It's not picking anything up. That's really weird. Maybe I'll talk about this.
Is it Mega Man?
Mega Man X?
No, it's Mega Man.
Sonic? Any of the Sonics.
Okami.
Mini Ninjas.
Yeah.
I recognize this, yeah.
Jazz Flute.
Red Steel 2.
Muramasa. Paddleman.
Paddleman?
Paddleman. I don't know.
Crap, what do you want?
I don't know.
Keep the boys
I got nothing.
Yeah, we don't know.
Fatal Fury Special.
Okay.
I didn't play enough of those games to remember it.
I liked it better the first time when it was called Street Fighter.
Awful.
So now this one's from Jeremy.
What you got for us, Jeremy?
Jeroballin.
I can see the answers.
Turn it up.
It is.
Is this a Castlevania one?
Castlevania Adventure.
No.
Fudge.
I think that's what she said too.
Gargoyle's Quest.
Man, we haven't gotten any yet.
It's only the third song.
Yeah, really. Calm down.
Is it a Dungeons and Dragons, or what's it called?
Oh, Ghosts and Goblins?
No, but the word dragon is in it.
Oh, Dragon Warrior? Dragon Quest?
Hey.
It is Dragon Warrior Quest for the Game Boy Color. Also on the NES.
Good work. One out of three.
Yeah, it's a good thing it wasn't one of the sequels.
This one's from Steister.
Great job.
Star Fox?
Armada?
Command?
Is this a Star Fox game?
Yes.
What the hell? It's not like Armada or Command?
No.
Adventure?
No.
Of course not. Except Armada. Music 2.
What?
Is it a Star Fox game?
It is a Star Fox game.
Star Fox 64?
No. Music's too good to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm tapped.
Armada.
Okay, let's go through all of them.
No.
Star Fox.
We don't play that.
Star
we don't play
Fox,
by those rules.
Star Fox 64, Star Fox Armada, Star Fox Command, Star Fox Adventures.
I wasn't even paying attention. He didn't get it.
Oh, it's like, you know, Star Fox is in the game that everyone's in. Melee, Brawl,
no.
F-Zero.
Star Fox Quest.
No.
I'm pretty sure I've named every Star Fox game that exists.
Say them again.
Star Fox Adventure.
Star Fox... Star Fox 64,
no.
Star Fox Adventures,
no.
Star Fox Command,
no.
Star Fox... Oh, okay. Star Fox Assault.
There he is. There you is. This one's from Killer Heroes.
Stupid shit. I hate Star Fox.
I hate it too.
I hate Nikki.
It's a little quiet.
This had to be recorded off on the speaker.
Codename Viper?
Fester's Quest.
I know this song.
Snake's Revenge.
Volubility.
Contour.
Contour. I got nothing.
Jackal. Commando. I got nothing.
Mega Man.
No.
Urban Champion.
Urban Legend Champion.
What is it?
Dark Void Zero.
I knew it.
Really?
Man, we had the right company and we didn't get that game.
Classic.
I can't really remember much of the music.
That had me fooled.
We fell apart.
And this one is from Cerberiga.
Oh, yeah, you can get that game on iPhone now. David Bowie. Let's guess.
Yeah. Justin.
Let's guess.
Did we get the answer yet?
No. It's not in Just Dance.
Yeah, I don't think they made it.
And David Bowie, Let's Dance.
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero.
Band Hero.
Hero.
Rock Band.
DJ Hero.
It's not a hero or a guitar game.
What's the
oh, no.
Game?
Rock Revolution.
American
no, it's
Idol.
Not a music game. Well, it is, but not really.
Labyrinth. The game.
It is, but it isn't.
Answer's David Bowie. Next.
It's a rhythm game, but it's not a music game.
What?
I'm sorry, tap, but music games and rhythm games are the same.
Muscle marks.
Drums, beat.
She got it!
Sega Drum Master.
Sing, Guitar-o-man. Song.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Konga.
Wait, give me initials.
You're usually right, but I'm going to have to say you're not right in this instance, and I am still right, and that's my hint. My hint is that...
It's kind of easy to be right when you have
music
all the answers,
game,
isn't it?
Or it's a rhythm game. But I would not classify this as a music game.
But we were just listening to music.
A rhythm game.
David Bowie is a musician.
Tap.
I'm
all
pretty right, sure right. That was
then,
music.
Okay.
You were just
next one is from Nintendo.
Wait,
you're getting it. I'm not telling you what it is.
Wait,
why?
Because.
What was it? You gotta tell us.
Microphone.
Okay, what was it?
What was it?
Microphone.
This is the next one.
So what was it?
Oendon? Alleviations?
We're on this one now.
Rhythm.
That's what I'm saying!
And it's not. That other one was Elite
a
Agents, but you're not getting
game.
It.
I got it.
What do you mean it's a rhythm game?
You play to the rhythm of the music, but
that's
it's not actually a music game.
That's the same thing,
it's
okay?
That,
you're full
has,
of crap.
Has,
no, it's
you
not.
You are
not,
full
it's not
of
a game
crap.
Where you can hold a fake guitar peripheral or you're playing
shut
on
up.
The drums.
So
it's
not
a music
a peripheral
game.
Yeah, really. Give me more shit
dance.
To throw this guy.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Dance, Dance Revolution?
So it's not a peripheral-based music game.
It's Elite Beat Agents.
What?
That's it. It's just not peripheral-based.
What the heck does that mean?
Right, but I still don't... I don't think it's, like, the same thing.
Wait, what does that
It'd
mean?
Be like saying, Rhythm Heaven isn't a music game.
Right, it's a rhythm game, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's music.
But you can't have the game without...
You can have the game without the music, but it's all based
on
music.
You can say whatever you want, Nicky
Hill,
but
when you're playing, you're not like, yeah, I'm playing music, whereas Rock Band, you almost think you are.
Wait.
Maybe you do.
What was the game?
Quiet.
It's not what Jack likes.
We still have the game was Elite Beat Agents.
What the heck is that?
It's a game.
You probably like it.
It's a music
game. But you thought this...
Or maybe it's a rhythm game. I don't know.
And you tap with it or something?
Yeah.
It's a music game.
The bottom line is you were kind of being a jerk about it, as usual.
Yeah, really.
But we got the answer.
What is the
RMC next? Did.
I was guessing it for this.
No, because he guessed this was Elite Beat Agents, not the last one.
I said it twice.
I would think Rhythm Heaven.
He did say it twice.
No.
One for each.
This one you didn't get either.
I have no idea what it is.
Help Wanted.
Talking about Swamp Ass.
Oh, I didn't play that.
And this one is from...
Wait, the game's
called Help that's what I'm ready for.
Yeah, Help Wanted. It's like 40 different...
This is from Fred McNanner. And you can play as Master Higgins as a job.
Yes.
I wish I had that job.
Pokemon something. Gold, red, blue, silver.
Red and blue.
Awesome.
This one is from Armored Frog.
Oh, what?
Phantom Hourglass.
This one I should recognize?
I don't know. It has music in it, so it's a music game.
Music.
Joe Shabadoo agreed with me. BTW.
Well,
he's right.
Alright, case closed then.
Yeah.
You win.
He'll shut you up now. I have
no idea what this is.
Why?
We've had it before, not this song, but. No. It's Secret of Evermore.
Secret of
this next one is from Wired.
We should know that.
I don't know what that is.
Phantom of the Opera.
This sounds really weird.
This was recorded through a cardboard tube stuffed with wet socks.
I don't know this either.
That is Call of Duty Finest Hour.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
This
Duty.
One,
Call of Duty.
This one is from Sergio ALB64.
Oh, I don't remember what we called him. Oh, what's this? No!
Phantom Choo Choo.
Close enough.
Phantom Spirit Tracks.
There you go, that's it!
Well,
and this one is from Kiributashi. If it'll actually play.
Sonic. Shadow the Hedgehog.
No, Sonic is right, but what one?
Sonic with Shadow. Mm-hmm.
Sonic Unleashed. Sonic and the Black Knight.
Sonic and Queen.
Correct.
Oh,
Sonic
nice.
And the Black Knight.
Who sent it?
One, two, three.
Who wrote it?
I got five. What are you
five.
Looking for?
That's
he wants
good.
To know who wrote it.
Who sent what?
We did it, guys.
Phantom Choo.
We blew it.
Sergio ALB.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Like I said, next week, if you have any complaints about the audio,
let us know.
Serious complaints.
Sound in this.
Yeah, just email me and let me know. Or leave a comment when I post it up tonight. That would be great, and we will work towards fixing it next week.
Said it just sounded empty.
That's what we're going for.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.